Commissioner Corey, I have a question. Can the current MRI machines be used for simulation?
The answer is only if they're open units. Most institutions don't have that at present. Henry Ford Health System does have one, but not at the main campus where we give radiation oncology. It's at the Fairlane campus. You would have to have an institution that has an open unit because the radiation oncologist has to position the patient. You know, the positioning is the key thing because even a few millimeters off means that the potential of damaging normal tissue.
Can the current machines be modified to an open unit?
I'm not a technical expert, but I would highly doubt it. But either you buy an open unit or you buy a closed unit.
Yeah, the typical machine, as I understand it, is Commissioner Goldman, is a closed unit. The machines that are being used for simulation purposes, as Commissioner Sandler points out, have to be open. That doesn't mean that they can't also be used, that the open machines can't also be used for other purposes.
Correct. There are some disadvantages of open units,
yeah,
which is why they've not proliferated. The advantage of an open unit is to address the claustrophobia of a significant percentage of a population to be stuck in a closed unit.
Yeah.
But there are some technical disadvantages of open units, which is why there aren't very many open units around. Okay. For example, does your institution have an open unit?
No, we do not.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Our most recent addition was an open unit, but you know, we were late, you know, years.
And the reason, as you cited, is the technical differences between an open versus a closed.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to move to public hearing. I do think that there are open units available, but they're in shopping centers in Florida.
And Arizona.
Yeah, and Arizona, right? Yes. All right, so let's move to public hearing. First card I have is from Sean Gailey.
Mr. Chairman, my comments were around
the work group? Here. Okay, then I will hold that, Sean, and I'll come back to you. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can sort out the charity care ones from the other. I can't always. Barbara, were your comments on charity care or on the... Okay.
Hello again. Just wanted to speak to parts one and two, and I'll be back for three. Beyond the concerns we've expressed previously regarding the work group process in which we actively participated, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Blue Care Network continue to oppose most proposed exemptions to the standards, with one exception. These are based on multiple exceptions, weakening standards as a whole, and increasing the cost of healthcare delivery. Blue Care, BCBSM, BCM does not support the proposed action that allows replacement of a mobile MRI with a fixed MRI for any hospital ER with more than 20,000 visits per year. Based on the input of our clinical collaborative, we feel that there is no public policy rationale for this approach, as the majority of MRI services do not need to be completed immediately upon arrival in the ER, and there may be no capacity at such facilities to treat the findings of a positive MRI scan, regardless if immediate scanning is indicated. All right, and we do support the language that exempts MRI units used to simulate megavoltage radiation treatment for cancer. Again, the clinical group, the BCBSM-BCM Collaborative, believe that this is an important component for effective treatment by providing for more accurate treatment planning and yielding higher quality services for patients. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Barbara. The other card I have for the comments for the items before us right now is from Economic Alliance, Dennis McCafferty. And then I noticed, Dennis, that you had a separate card for the work group.
I will devote my comments to just the issue at hand. Dennis McCafferty, Economic Alliance from Michigan. EAM members, which are used to be the industrial base for the state, employing hundreds of thousands of people, providing very lush full benefit programs, are not anymore. EAM members have reviewed the convincing data that Michigan CON standards and MRI results the CON standards for MRI results in constraining excess capacity and thereby controlling cost, improving quality and improving efficiency by helping prevent overutilization. Imaging, as cited by the U.S. Congressional Budget Office, is now the fastest growing component of cost of healthcare in the United States. The American Medical Association has indicated that constraining the excess utilization of advanced imaging like MRI is one of their top priorities for healthcare reform, on which they will be working with the Obama administration. Allowing additional capacity that is unjustified by community need only encourages additional inappropriate utilization and higher costs. Our members, who are purchasers and consumers of healthcare services, do not support all three of these additional proposals, and specifically the MRI simulation. The question of urgency for doing this, the HMRT, or the proton beam carbon ion technology that we all dealt with last year, that there are five CONs been granted for those, that there's potential those units coming online. We expect that the economic downturn will delay that. There is more time than we would think. And we want to make sure the commissioners understand that the Agency for Healthcare Resources and Quality is doing a series of analysis on the effectiveness of various treatments regarding national healthcare reform. We understand that the proton beam is high on their list of studies, and the reports are expected very, very soon. We urge the commission not to take action for allowing additional MRIs, even for simulation as it relates to proton beams and heavy other high voltage and mega voltage radiation therapy until the results of these studies are done. There isn't clear evidence that those machines provide an immeasurable improvement over existing technology and are worth the investment, and that may well turn the position on whether these new machines will be built in the state. I also want to point out that the current MRT standards, CON standards for MRT, say that only radiation therapy should be used for simulation, and MRI does not fulfill that requirement. So that MRT standard also needs to be reviewed when this issue moves forward.
Questions? Thank you, Dennis.
May not be as much for Dennis as it is for Dr. Sandler. The point you raised about there's no immediate need right now to address this issue in AHRQ, and I'm sure others are looking at it. I guess, Dr. Sandler, can you help me understand, is there an immediate need for this, or is it something that would only be needed if and when proton beam comes online?
Here's my response, looking into the crystal ball. If it's not passed at this meeting, it would be 4 years. The standards will be open for 3 years and another year to until it's fleshed out. In that interval, there could easily be proton beam. That's sufficient time to build one. In that interval, these could actually become far more used in the United States. That is the trend right now. If neither one occurs, no one's going to be buying this. I mean, the reality is no one's bought an intraoperative MRI yet. And the reasoning is that's definitely, there's 50 of them in the United States. That's been proven beyond any doubt. But because of the expense involved, people are waiting until the new mod is being built, the new DeVos Children's, the new operating rooms at Henry Ford, blah, 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 to do this. This is the analogy. No one's going to rush into this until it becomes evident that this is going to be cost-effective. This is going to be the standard of care, or you have a PPD. The concern would be if you don't do it, and next year, the year after, it appears that people want to get this, you're going to try to make an exception. You're going to have to wait. This is something which clearly is an improvement in patient care.
Commissioner Goldman, and this is a question for the department. Isn't it true that we already acted upon the proton beam issue and that cat is out of the bag?
I didn't understand you.
Well, I mean, if this testing is if this new standard is dependent upon proton beam coming into the state of Michigan, we did rule and act on proton beam already, and so in essence that cat has that barn door has already been opened. The fact that there's not been movement related to proton beam is a whole different economic issue, but from a standard perspective that issue has already been vetted through the commission.
That's correct.
So I am correct about that.
That's correct.
So then if that issue has been vetted and the potential for proton beam does exist in this state and this is an essential diagnostic and treatment planning tool for proton beam, and if we wait and do not act on this, then we have a four-year process. It's a moot point if nobody builds proton beam anyway, in my opinion. I'm just, right. Is that my understanding?
That's my understanding as well, although I would like to look around to make sure of clarification on MRT versus proton beam therapy centers. The MRI simulation for me is MRI. I'm going to defer to Dr. Sandler, which is, are the MRI simulators used in regular MRT?
Right. Yes, it is.
So this doesn't just apply to the proton beam therapy.
There aren't very many, but yes, there have been MRI simulators at some major cancer centers in the United States, and the reason why is simply the examples passed out. Yep. Now, our Henry Ford, University of Michigan, Carmanos, and others that have large, Beaumont, that have large radiation oncology are going to rush into this, probably not in this economy, but over the next 3 or 4 years they might. They might. Who knows?
This is Commissioner Kashishian. Again, I think we have demonstrated our ability to take topics during the period when we looked at intraoperative MRI, and we took that off cycle because we thought it was an important issue. So I think that if someone builds a proton beam therapy or there's evidence that this is absolutely necessary, it can be revisited during the 4 years. And again, I go back, it's not that I'm arguing with the technology. I wouldn't argue with the two physicians who wrote this paper. But what I am saying is for the citizens of this state, we should be looking at the utilization of the present MRI machines, because maybe there's an extra number of machines around. We're just adding machines, and we need to really evaluate that, because unlike some other items, these are not MRT is not just being done in hospitals. There's also outpatient units that are doing MRT, and they can start getting MRI. And I have to question, as the state makes cutbacks, are they going to be able to enforce these rules and regulations that therefore you have a machine and you're not going to be able to do any diagnostic procedures? I really question on the enforcement component of it also.
We have one other card for this portion of the public hearing. I do have the MRI work group card separate. So the other card we have is from Alan from Oaklawn.
Well, this is not about simulators.
This is not simulation.
No, this is the mobile to fix.
Chairman Goldman, I'd just like to comment that the department continues to support the amendment for the MRI simulation capabilities. We do believe that there are advantages that Dr. Sandler's expressed as far as the treatment of care goes. We do agree with EAM's assessment that a technical change would have to be made to the MRT standards, but that's something, you know, it's not uncommon that when you change one piece of one standard, you might have to make an adaptation to another standard as well. You know, we believe the proposed language does have merits, and we continue to support final adoption of this language.
Chairman Goldman, there's a question. Since we're talking about the MRT issue, I wonder if we should get all the questions resolved and all the witnesses about that before we go into, I guess, what's issue number two.
Well, we can do that. This is just public hearing. There's one card, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Chairman.
But if you want, we can just what we're talking about so far is the technical amendments that Brenda has talked about and the simulator issue. So if you want to just stick with that for a moment, that's fine.
And Chairman Goldman, I'd like to make one more clarifying point. I do understand the concerns about utilization of MRI machines, but when we're talking about the AHRQ study, for example, that was about utilization. And the current standards before you would limit the utilization of this to the diagnostic, to the treatment purposes, you know, in the oncology centers.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, treatment planning purposes.
Right.
Thank you. To be precise.
Yeah, this is technology that aids in deciding where the radiation beam is going to go. I mean, that's really the point of it. Okay, so we have before us the technical amendments that have been explained and the simulator language, which is section 2.1cc. Further discussion just on those two items.
Commissioner Angeloni, Dr. Sandler, is the simulator helpful regardless of whether proton beam or carbon ever comes into the state?
Well, there are cancer institutions that have them now, yeah, because certainly some tumors can be better simulated,
yeah,
and planned with it. Now, the question is, would major cancer centers in this state be willing to spend that type of money, you know, to have one of these in this economy? My guess is no, but as the economy changes, every institution has to decide their priorities. It's conceivable that at least one of the major cancer centers, Beaumont, Ford, Ann Arbor, Spectrum, Carmanos, whoever does a lot of radiation oncology may decide that this preciseness is worth the money, especially if other cancer centers in other states start to have
them. So let me, as I understand it, and I certainly defer, Michael, to your knowledge, the idea behind this type of simulation is that there's lower radiation and there's improved imaging, especially in soft tissue, so brain, spine, prostate, and some of those have to do with more precise focusing of existing technology. It would also be useful for new technology.
That's correct, except your first sentence about the radiation probably doesn't apply here. I mean, the amount of radiation you would get from a CT simulator is fairly small compared to the 4,000 or 5,000 rads you're going to give them. You know,
well, I was picking that up from what Drs. Lawrence and Mosas said, where they say, unlike CT simulation, MRI simulation does not involve additional radiation exposure to the cancer patient.
That's true.
You're talking about
the reality is,
it's not high level.
Yeah, that's going to be less important than a more precise and more accurate planning of the radiation. Since radiation, if you went back to the period when I was a resident, I never rotated radiation. Yeah, I never. Actually, Dr. Rankin taught me, but in any case, you looked at in the 70s and 80s before there was CT or before CT was really sophisticated.
Right.
CT has been available since the mid-70s, But if you look at it, before it became sophisticated with 3D, software, boy, it was radiation oncology was hit and miss with plenty of complications, because they damaged a lot of normal tissues in giving it.
I need clarification just on one point. If protein beam or carbon never came to the state of Michigan, would the simulator still be helpful in today's treatment? And I think the answer to that question is yes.
Yes,
correct?
It would be. Whether someone would make that investment and the number of cases would have to be an individual decision. I think people are probably waiting till the economy approves, but I don't even control the policy at Henry Ford, let alone any place else. So every other institution is going to have to make their own decision as to what are the priorities with the limited resources they have.
One more time, Commissioner Miller. I missed the last meeting and a couple over the summer, so part of what I'm doing is playing catch up here. But I just want to follow up with Commissioner Kashishian and his point that are you saying that data is available that we could be looking at to help resolve this issue, and we don't have it in front of us? What's your point on data?
Well, this is Commissioner Kashishian. What we have MRI standards about, you know. And I think that we should be investigating to determine what is the utilization of the MRI machines that are available in this state for the citizens of this state. For us just to approve whether it's one unit for $5 million